This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Rhode Island, a small and heavily Democratic state, was at the heart of Republican efforts to maintain control of the Senate yesterday. Senator Lincoln Chafee won renomination for another term against a more conservative challenger. Chafee is a maverick Republican who has voted against President Bush on many key issues, from the war in Iraq to tax cuts. But the White House was relieved when Chafee won yesterday. He still has a long way to go, though, before he returns to Washington for another 6 years. And we start our coverage with Nancy Cook of member station WRNI.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
A triumphant Lincoln Chafee acknowledged the cheers of his supporters last night at a downtown Providence hotel.
And to the voters of Rhode Island, thank you for the confidence you have shown in me.
It was the crossover votes from disaffected Democrats and independents that pushed Chafee over the top in his contest against Stephen Laffey, the mayor of Cranston. Laffey was backed by the influential anti-tax group Club for Growth, while the National Republican Senatorial Committee pumped over $1 million into the Chafee campaign. They did this despite the fact that Chafee continuously voted against the Bush administration on one key issue after the other. But the National Party knew that in solidly blue state Rhode Island, Chafee was the only Republican who stood a chance of winning in November against a Democratic nominee. Maybe so, but that wasn't enough for some Republicans here, like 21-year-old university student John Porter, who voted for Laffey because he was angry at Chafee's opposition to the war in Iraq.
I can't support the guy who didn't vote for our commander-in-chief, our president. That was really the drawing line. I understand he might do better in the general election, but when you do not support our commander-in-chief in a time of war by not voting for him in the 2004 election, that basically crossed the line for me.
Other Rhode Island voters say they admire Chafee's independence. Outside a polling station in Laffey's hometown, Cranston, 43-year-old David Rathbun says he favors Chafee, who doesn't always vote with his fellow Republicans.
Well, I like the fact that he's willing to make a decision based on what's right for everyone, not just follow the party line.
Despite the upbeat tone of Chafee's speech last night, he acknowledged that he still had a tough race ahead of him in the general election against Democratic State Attorney General Sheldon Whitehouse.
It will take everything we've got. But with this powerful team, I am confident we will win.
It's not a sentiment the National Republican Party would have shared had Laffey won the primary. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cook in Providence, Rhode Island.